愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天早上跟大家一起来学习啊，不饿也不渴。
This morning I'd like to study the topic neither thirst nor hunger。
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John。
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6。
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6,
35节
verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
So in the book of John, Jesus speaks of himself as I am seven times.
都是由我是开始的。
And each statement begins with,I am.
那35节说我就是生命之粮。
And verse 35 begins with, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣在世界上传福音到底传多久？
How long did Jesus spend preaching the gospel on this world?
大概只有三年多。
Approximately 3 years.
那主耶稣传福音传什么？
What did he preach?
传他自己。
He preached himself.
那你现在看到，我们在世界上人，如果我们传我们自己。
Now let's think about this. If we as people living in this world, we preached ourselves.
第一个，我们能够吸引谁？
Who we actually attract.
我们能够给别人得到什么好处？
And what benefit would that provide for anybody?
因为我们是一个非常渺小的人。
Because we are a simple person.
所以主耶稣他传他自己。
But Jesus Christ, he preached himself.
那为什么主耶稣传他自己然后可以吸引五千个人？
But how was Jesus Christ able to preach himself and attract 5,000 people?
大家一直听到太阳下山。
People listened to him till the sunset.
因为主耶稣不只是人，他跟我们是一样的，他是人。
It is because even though he was human, he was more than human.
主耶稣是神。
Because Jesus Christ was God.
他是神成为人来地上。
He is God in human form.
所以他所传的就是神借着他来显扬神的话。
So what he preaches is God's word revealed.
所以他讲的话没有人想过，也没有人敢讲。
So no one has ever thought of the things that he says, and no one's even imagined it.
我是生命之粮。
That I am the bread of life.
不是我带给你粮食，我本身就是生命的粮食。
He doesn't say, I am bringing you bread. He says, I am the bread.
那这句话是非常深奥的一句话。
This is a very profound statement.
那什么叫做我是生命之粮？
So what does it mean to say, I am the bread of life?
我们现在看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6 again.
第六章的五十一节
Chapter verse 31. Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat.
然后我们再看32节。
Then verse 32, Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven.
这个31节跟32节在讲两种的粮食。
So verse 31 and 32 talk about a different type of bread.
第一种是他们在旷野吃的玛瑙。
So first there is the manna that was eaten in the desert.
玛瑙是什么？
What is manna?
玛瑙是物质的粮食。
Manna is...Physical food.
以色列百姓曾经在旷野走四十年。
The Israelites once wandered the desert for 40 years.
一两百万人从埃及一直走到现在的迦南地。
So millions of people walked in the wilderness towards the land of Canaan.
这个四十年他不种也不收。
And they neither sowed nor harvested during those 40 years.
那他吃什么？
What did they eat then?
因为神把他们带出来。
God was the one who brought them out.
所以每天早上到外卖就有玛瑙。
So every morning when they went outside, they would find manna.
那玛瑙是什么？
What is manna?
Manna 是一个圆形的，好像一个珍珠这么大。
So, manna is circular in shape like a pearl.
啊，是白色的。
It is white.
啊，所以掉在地上，它就可以捡来吃。
And it shows up on the ground, and you could pick it up to eat.
哦，然后每天哦，你就捡那一天要吃的份。
And every day you collect the amount that you will eat.
那多捡的，第二天就烂掉了。
If you save up, then by the next day it'll all spoil.
为什么？因为第二天有新的 manna.
Why? Because new manna appears the next day.
哦，所以40年哦，神就用 manna 养活他们。
So God used manna to feed the Israelites for 40 years.
那这个到底告诉我们什么？
So what does that tell us?
哦，我们信耶稣就是在走天国路。
When we believe in Jesus Christ, we are walking the pathway to heaven.
受洗就是出埃及。
When we are receive baptism, we leave Egypt.
那死断气就是进到天国。
When we breathe our final breath, that is when we enter heaven.
那从洗礼一直到我们离世之前，我们有生活的需要。
So we have physical needs from the time of baptism to the time that we die.
那这个生活的需要从哪里来？
And where does that help come from?
哦，当然，圣经里面讲安息日，前面有讲六日要劳碌做工。
Now the Bible tells us that 6 days you shall labor.
也就是说，我们尽我们做人应该做的本分。
In other words, we need to do what we need to do.
那神会用他的恩典来带领我们的生活。
But God's grace will guide our lives.
让我们生活没有缺乏。
So that we will not fall short.
也不一定很富有，但是生活不会有缺乏。
It doesn't mean that we'll have bounty, but it means that we will not be lacking.
所以圣经告诉我们不要为明天的忧虑。
So the Bible tells us to not worry about tomorrow.
为什么？
Why?
好像以色列百姓，你不需要忧虑明天，因为明天有新的manna。
Because, like with the Israelites, they don't have to worry about tomorrow because the next day there will be more manna.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Because we will deal with the daily stresses on that day.
如果神养活飞鸟，
if God can keep the birds alive,
我们比飞鸟贵重多少？
Well, we are even more precious than the birds.
对，神一定会养活我们。
So God will surely keep us alive.
如果神装饰百合，
But if God will adorn the lilies,
我们比百合贵重多少？
How much more about precious are we than the lilies?
所以神一定会装饰我们。
So of course he will adorn us.
这个叫做信心。
That is faith.
所以信心不只是说生病了要有信心祷告让神好起来，不只是这样而已。
So faith is more than just asking for God's healing when we are sick.
信心就是相信我现在在走天国路。
Faith is believing that we are walking the path to heaven.
我是天父的儿女。
That we are the children of God.
只要我做人应该做的本分，神会供给我生活的需要。
That so long as we do what we need to do as a human, God will provide.
那一旦人有这样的信心，
And once we have this faith,
我们的心就不会有忧虑。
Then our heart will no longer worry.
因为心有忧虑，就是那个没有信的人才会有忧虑。
Only those who do not believe will worry.
所以信心带给我们心灵的安息。
So faith will provide peace in our hearts.
所以在约翰福音第六章的前面提到有5000个人。
So John chapter 6 begins with the crowd of 5,000.
那太阳快下山，这个五千个人要怎么让他吃呢？
The sun is about to set and there are 500 hungry people, 5,500 hungry people.
如果我们看第五节。
In verse 5.
主耶稣对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫些人吃呢？
Jesus says to Philip, where shall we buy bread that they may eat?
那腓力怎么回答呢？
Then how does Philip respond?
我们看第五节的下半句OK， 第六节他这个话是要试验腓力。
Verse 6 says that Jesus said this to test Philip.
然后到第七节。
And then verse 7.
腓力说20两银子买饼这些他们吃也不够。
Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them.
5000个人。
There are 5,000 people here.
现在要吃饭，你怎么拿怎么去准备？
How can we make adequate preparations?
所以对一般人来讲，这是不可能。
So this was an impossibility for most people.
但是圣经里面讲，主耶稣原来知道要怎么办。
But He himself knew what he would do.
所以我们的困难，有时候我们真的想不出来到底要怎么解决。
So sometimes we have no solution to our problems.
我的人生真的已经陷入困境里面。
That we are bound.
但是主耶稣他知道怎么办。
But Jesus Christ knows what to do.
这是很多信徒的体验。
This is the experience of many believers.
我们所拜的神是同一位神。
The God that we worship is the same God.
如果别人有这样的体验，我们也可以有这样的体验。
If others had this experience, then we can have a similar experience.
所以主耶稣在讲摩西给他们吃的这个玛哪。
So then Jesus talks about the manna that was provided for the Israelites.
然后接下去主耶稣就提到另外一种叫做真粮。
And then he talks about the true bread, living bread.
我们看。回来看第六章，我们刚读过的三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
将我父将天上的真粮赐给你们。
The bread of heaven.
三十二节。
Yes. Thank you. So the bread from heaven, but for my father gives you the true bread from heaven.
True bread. 真粮。那这个真粮就不是物质的东西啊。
So this true bread is not a physical item.
那这个真粮是什么？三十五节。
In verse 35,
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
也就是这个粮能够让我们得生命。
So this bread will give us life.
让我们永远不死。
It will prevent us from dying.
那我们再看下去就是指着圣餐里我们领受主的肉、主的血。
And then what he follows by describing the Holy Communion that we partake in.
所以领受圣餐末日要复活。
So when we partake in the Holy Spirit, we will arise at the end day.
这是真粮。
That is the living, true bread.
那我们每年都差不多两次领受两次的圣餐。
So we receive the Holy Communion approximately twice in every year.
将来有复活的盼望。
So that we will have hope in resurrection.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Because every word that comes from the Lord carries power.
所以主耶稣讲的话是有能力的。
So his word carries power.
我们照着他的话去做，我们就可以得永远的生命。
If we follow what he tells us to do, then we will receive eternal life.
那我们生活需要没有缺乏。
And we will not fall short in our lives.
然后我们将来也能够复活有永生。
And we will resurrect and receive eternal life.
接下去我的信仰生活要追求什么？
So what should we seek in our life of faith?
这是一个大问题啊。
This is a big question.
我信耶稣。
So I believe in Jesus.
神祝福我生活都没有缺乏。
God blesses us so that I lack nothing.
那我知道我死了可以到乐园，将来可以复活。
And I know that when I die, I can go to resurrect and be in the garden.
那接下去我活着要做什么？
So what should I do when I'm still living?
我说很多人没有答案啊。
Most people have no answer.
我就每个礼拜六来聚会，回去，聚会，回去，人生没有什么目标。
I go to church and then go home, go to church, go to home. There's no goal.
好，那我们现在回来再看，回来看约翰第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
第六章的二十七节
Chapter 6 verse 27
不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。这个地方讲不要为必坏的食物劳力。
So here it says, do not labor for the food which perishes.
因为他看到这么多人来追求他，就是因为吃饼得饱。
He saw how many people have come to him so that they could have their stomach filled.
为什么大家都会拜神？
Why do people worship God?
所以你如果到中国餐馆去看很多餐馆都摆了一个这个偶像。
So many Chinese restaurants have an idol.
为什么摆那个偶像？
Why do they have an idol there?
发财保平安。
Because they hope for prosperity and peace.
这是人的本性。
And that is essential nature of humans.
知道人没有办法掌管我能不能发财。
We know that we have no control over prosperity.
我也没有办法掌管我有没有平安。
And we have no control over peace.
所以就放一个神在那里，有一个比我还大的，那一个可以让我发财，让我得保平安。
So that's why we put an idol that will guarantee, that will promise us peace and prosperity.
其实偶像不是神。
But an idol is not a god.
偶像是人造出来的神。
An idol is a man-made god.
所以它不是真神。
It is not a true God.
那我们今天找到了真神。
But today we have found the true God.
他是创造万物的神。
He is the God who is the maker of all things.
当然他可以给我们平安。
Of course he can grant us peace.
当然他可以照顾我们生活的需要。
Of course he can provide for our daily needs.
所以很多人信主啊，真的有很多的体验。
So many people have great experiences in their faith.
有平安生活，没有忧虑，神看顾他。
They have peace in their lives. They don't worry about anything because God is watching over them.
好，那接下去要做些什么？
So what should they pursue then?
所以不要为必坏的食物，要存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not pursue for the work hard for the things that perish, but work for the heavenly bread.
那永生的食物是什么？
So what is this eternal bread, the bread that endures to everlasting life?
这是我们刚刚读的35节。
It is as it says in verse 35.
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
主耶稣本身就是生命之粮。
Jesus Christ himself is the bread of life.
那接下去我如果看圣经怎么写。
So let's see what the Bible continues to say.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who believes in me shall never thirst, and will never hunger.
不饿跟不渴就是他已经饱足了。
So if you never hunger and you never thirst, that means you are satisfied.
所以你如果喂小孩子很清楚小孩子饿的时候，他一直吸奶，一直吃东西。
So it's really obvious when you feed a child if they keep drinking the milk and keep eating.
但是如果他饱了，你再喂他就不吃了。
But once they are full, they won't eat anymore.
所以。这个人饿跟渴你可以看得出来。
So it's very obvious when a person is hungry or thirsty.
因为他很享受他所吃的他所喝的。
Because they will greatly enjoy what they are eating and drinking.
那这里讲到我这里来必定不饿信我永远不渴是什么？
But here it says, he who comes to me shall never hunger and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
如果我们看阿摩斯书。
If we turn to the book of Amos.
我们就可以看到这个不饿跟不渴。其实有另外一个意思。
We'll see another interpretation of what it means to neither thirst nor hunger.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
第八章的十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land.Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
这个十一节讲饥荒要降在地上。
So in verse 11, it says that I will send a famine on the land.
那这个饥荒是什么？
What is this famine?
人饥饿不是没有饼，干渴不是没有水，所以这个饥荒不是物质的缺乏。
So not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. In other words, it's not that they are short on supply.
事实上我们现在生活非常的丰富。
Well, today we live very full lives.
差不多每个人生活都没有缺乏什么。
And none of us really lack anything in our lives.
那到底这个饥荒是什么？
So what is this famine?
那这个饥荒就是人的内心。
The famine is within the hearts of humans.
空虚填不满。
The emptiness that cannot be filled.
这个就是饥荒。
That is a famine.
那饥荒是为什么？因为人不听神的话。
Now people are experiencing famine because they aren't hearing the words of the Lord.
然后我们看十二节。
Verse 12. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
因为人的心很空虚。
Because the heart of humans are empty.
所以人就到处找满足。
They will look everywhere for some satisfaction.
为什么人会去赌博？
Why do people gamble?
为什么人会整晚去打牌？
Why do people play games all night?
讲到最后就是因为人的心是空虚的。
It is because their hearts are empty.
为什么人会醉酒？
Why do people get drunk?
因为人的心空虚。
Because their hearts are empty.
为什么人会用毒品？
Why would people take drugs?
因为大家都知道毒品不好。
We all know that drugs are bad.
为什么还去用？
But why do the people use it?
因为人的心空虚。
Because our hearts are empty.
但是虽然我们没有做这些事情。
Now, even though we ourselves may not do these things.
为什么我们整天都在接触大众媒体？
Why do we always, Why are we always stuck in social media?
或者说社群网站。
or we look at porn sites.
啊，每天花好多的时间。
Why do we spend so much time there?
即使全家出去度假。
Even when our families go on vacation.
或者坐在餐厅的同一个桌子。
Even though we are all sitting together in one table.
每个人都在看手机。
Everyone's looking on their cell phones.
为什么？
Why?
因为人的心灵空虚。
Because our hearts are empty.
哦，所以人的心灵空虚是到处可以看得到。
We can see the emptiness of people's hearts everywhere.
哦，那要怎么让我们的心可以得到满足？
So how do we fill our hearts?
哦，我们再回来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
第六章啊，主耶稣讲到我这里来必定不饿，信我永远不渴。
So those who seek me shall never thirst and never hunger.
哦，那这个主耶稣怎么能够满足我们的心呢？
So how is Jesus Christ able to fill our hearts?
哦，我们如果回复到第六章。
If we look back at chapter 6.
哦，六十三节。
Verse 63. Verse 63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
啊，这个地方讲叫人活着的乃是灵。
The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
然后我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the word that I speak to you is spirit and life.
啊，主耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of the Lord is spirit and life.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面在讲啊，人活着不是单靠食物。
So the Bible tells us that man does not live by bread alone.
这个表示人活着要食物。
In other words, we do need food.
那食物满足我们肉体的需要。
The food will satisfy our physical needs.
哦，那我的心呢？
But how about our hearts?
主耶稣讲，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is food for our spirit.
哦，所以哦，我们需要有神的话。
So we need the word of God.
哦，那神的话进到我们里面。
And once the word of God enters our hearts,
我们的灵就得到满足。
Then our hearts will be satisfied.
哦，所以听神的话，如果神圣灵带领我们进到神的话里面，听神的话是一种满足。
So when we listen to the word of God and it fills our hearts, it will provide satisfaction.
那神的话就是生命。
The word of God is life.
哦，所以我们听神的话，我们的生命会得到滋润。
And when we listen to the word of God, then our lives will be nourished.
哦，因此我们在追求神的话。
When we pursue the word of God,
有时候这个神的话会在我们头脑里面啊，一直在思想，我们会一直在想神的话。
Sometimes the words will end up in our minds, and we will ponder over them.
有时候连我们睡觉也会一直在想神的话。
And we may continue pondering in our sleep.
哦，那我们的心就得到满足，就得到滋润。
And our hearts will be nourished and satisfied.
哦，所以我们的心要真的得到满足啊，要深入到神的话里面。
So we need to go deep into the words of God for our hearts to be satisfied.
哦，这是一个非常重要的方法。
This is a very important strategy.
哦，所以天国的筵席是什么？
So what is heaven?
筵席啊 ，feast.、
Oh, what is the feast in heaven?
哦，我们在超过一个月要有联合布道会。
In about a month, we will be holding our spiritual convocation.
天国的筵席就是神的话。
We will feast in the word of God.
听神的话，灵得到满足，生命得到滋润。
We will feast in the word of God so that our hearts will be satisfied and our lives will be nourished.
那我们就不会心灵就不会空虚。
And we will no longer feel empty.
好，那我们现在再来看约翰第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
第七章的三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 37. 37. And on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
38.
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. 39. But this he spoke concerning his spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这个地方在讲啊，节起，节起也今天来讲也可以等于我们的灵恩布道灵恩会。
So on the last day, or our spiritual convocation.
那主耶稣就高声说。
Jesus stood and cried out.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
我们有没有觉得常常觉得心灵很空虚
So do we feel empty in our hearts sometimes?
好像有一个洞填不满。
Like there's a hole that cannot be filled.
啊，或者说，我觉得人活着没有什么意义。
Or we might feel that our lives seem meaningless.
这个就是在表示我一个人渴了。
This means that we are thirsty.
啊，那这个要怎么解决？
So what do we do about that?
啊，主耶稣在这个大声说。
Here, Jesus stands and cries out, saying,
38节。
Verse 38.
信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
啊，这个腹中 heart 啊，从他的心啊，要有一个活水一直涌出来。
So out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
啊，也就是有一股内在的满足从他的心一直涌出来。
In other words, there will be a sense of satisfaction that pours out of their heart.
食物是物质从外面进来的。
Food is an external thing that comes in.
满足我们的外面。
It will satisfy our physical selves.
但是圣灵是活水从里面出来的。
But the spirit is the living water that comes out.
啊，满足我们的心。
And it will satisfy our heart.
啊，所以今天特别在我们真耶稣教会有一个很大的恩典。
So today, especially in the True Jesus Church, there is a great blessing.
就是得圣灵。
Is the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以主耶稣在讲啊，求就给你，寻见就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
So Jesus Christ says that, so you can knock at the door and it will open up to you, and seek and ye shall find.
好，我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这是鼓励我们祷告要有信心。
And this passage encourages us to have faith when we pray.
祈求你就会得着。
Because everyone who seeks will find.
寻找你就可以寻见。
And those who ask will receive.
然后叩门就给你开门。
And those who knock will have the door open.
那这个到底在鼓励什么？我们求什么？
So what are we supposed to pray for according to this passage?
我们就过看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
这个地方讲，何况天父不把好东西给求他的人吗？
How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
那如果回到路加福音就是在讲圣灵。
When we turn back to the book of Luke, then it's talking about the Holy Spirit.
何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So, of course, the Father will grant the Holy Spirit to those who ask for it.
所以那个好东西是什么？就是圣灵。
So what is this good thing? It is the Holy Spirit.
因为神给我们最大的恩典就是他赐给圣灵给我们。
And the Holy Spirit is the greatest blessing that God can give us.
那圣灵是什么？
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那神本身就是灵。
God himself is Spirit.
所以圣灵就是神本身。
So the Spirit is God himself.
那得圣灵就是神住在我们里面。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, then God lives in our hearts.
所以这个是神给我们最大的应许。
And this is the greatest promise.
所以我们如果常常觉得心灵很空虚，生活常常觉得很无聊乏味，要求圣灵。
So if we feel that our lives are meaningless and our hearts are empty, then we need to seek the Holy Spirit.
因为这是从我们里面会涌出一个好像活水一种内在的满足。
Because then the living water will flow from within our hearts.
那我们常常就觉得我有圣灵啊。
Then some people will ask, well, I have the Holy Spirit.
为什么我没有那个感觉？
How come I don't feel it?
不是圣灵有问题。
It's not a problem with the Spirit.
是我们没有被圣灵充满。
It is because we are not filled with the Spirit.
所以如果我们常常祷告被圣灵充满。
So if we constantly pray and are filled with the Spirit,
我们内心有一种内在的满足。
Then we will have an internal sense of satisfaction.
有一次我在肯亚这个照一张相片。
I once had a picture taken in Kenya.
就是他们那个宗教教育系在树下 聚会。
The RE department was holding classes under a tree.
我回来以后看那个照片，我说哇，我非常的惊讶。
And I was surprised when I came home and looked at that picture.
每一个小孩子都在笑。
Every child was smiling.
他也没有冷气，天气很热。
There was no air conditioning, it was really hot.
也没有鞋子，大部分都赤脚的。
And most kids did not have shoes.
什么都没有，有的是走路来的。
Some walked there.
为什么他每个小孩子都过得很快乐
？But why are they all so happy looking？
大部分都得圣灵。
Because most of them had the Holy Spirit。
所以人要活得快乐，不一定要有很多的东西，你才有快乐。
So we don't need lots of stuff to live a happy life。
不一定你生活很简单，你就不会快乐。
And doesn't mean that we will live an unhappy life if we live a simple life。
如果我们常常祷告，被圣灵充满。
But if we pray regularly and are filled with the Holy Spirit，
有一种内在的喜乐、平安就从内心一直涌出来。
Then there will be a peace and joy that will overflow from our hearts。
那我们人有这样的经验以后啊，我们就会喜欢常常喜欢祷告。
Once we experience this, when we will enjoy prayer。
我们先看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians。
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5。
第五章的十八节。
Verse 18。Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18。And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit。
这个地方啊，把圣灵跟酒放在一起比较。
So this passage compares wine with the spirit.
这里讲啊，不要醉酒。
So do not get drunk.
那个酒可以指的酒精的。
So being drunk as in with things that contain alcohol.
这个酒也可以指的世俗的娱乐。
It could also mean the pleasures of this world.
为什么人会去追求世俗的娱乐？
And why do people seek the pleasures of this world?
因为内心很无聊。
Because they are bored.
所以就醉在世俗的娱乐里面。
So they get drunk in the pleasures of this world.
那有没有什么方法我可以不去醉在世俗的娱乐里面？
So is there any way to avoid getting drunk with the pleasures of this world?
下面乃被圣灵充满。
Well, this passage says, be filled with the Spirit.
所以当我们一个被圣灵充满，我们心就满足了。
So our hearts will be satisfied when we are filled with the Spirit.
如果我们的心满足。
And once our hearts are satisfied,
我们就发现世界没有办法进到我们里面，因为我已经满足了。
And the world cannot enter our hearts because our hearts are already filled.
所以魔鬼在跟神在争地盘。
Satan is fighting for a territory.
那地盘在哪里？
And what is this territory?
在人的心。
It is the hearts of humans.
如果我们从神得到满足。
If we receive satisfaction from God.
世界就进不来。
Then the world cannot enter.
因为你不需要它。
Because you no longer need it.
如果我们的心没有得到满足。
If our hearts are not satisfied.
世界就进来了。
Then the world can enter.
那我们的地盘就变成属于世界了。
And then our piece of territory becomes the part of the world.
世界的王子嘛，是魔鬼。
And who is the king of this world?
那我们的心一旦充满世俗的娱乐，从世俗来的满足，我们的心就越来越世俗化。
And once our hearts are filled with the pleasures of this world, then our hearts will become more worldly.
所以我们属灵的追求不要满足于说我生活没有缺乏，感谢神。
So,perhaps we may not lack anything and we thank God.
我们要进一步追求生命之粮。
But that is not enough. We need to seek the bread of life.
在主耶稣里面不饿也不渴。
In Jesus Christ, we will neither thirst nor hunger.
第一个就是要被神的话充满。
So first, we need to be filled with the word of God.
第二个。
Second,
要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with his spirit.
那如果我们真的去做。
And if we seek these things,
我们每一天活着都很喜乐，很平安。
Then we will live very joyful, peaceful lives.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这个地方讲要叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。这里讲我的喜乐。
So, my joy. may remain in you.
从神来的喜乐。
So it's joy that comes from the Lord.
要进到我们里面。
Will be fill our hearts.
不是世界的快乐。
Not the joy of this world.
从神来的喜乐。
But a joy that comes from the Lord.
我们跟神的关系好不好？
So do we have a good relationship with God?
一个非常简单，我们自己可以想。
It is really easy. You just have to look.
我心的满足是从世界来还是从神来？
Where does my satisfaction come from? From the world or from the Lord?
如果我们心满足是从神来，我们跟神的关系非常好。
So if our satisfaction comes from the Lord, then we have a good relationship with God.
你现在看到玛利亚怎么说？
What did Mary say?
我心尊主为大。
That I deem his name as great.
我的灵以救主为乐。
My satisfaction is in the Lord.
玛利亚有没有流行歌听？
Now, did Mary have pop music to listen to?
有没有电视剧可以看？
Did she have TV to watch?
有没有社交网站可以去？
Did she have social media?
什么都没有。
No.
但是我的灵以救主为乐。
But my spirit finds joy in the Lord.
这个就是跟神的关系好。
That means that she has a good relationship with God.
所以我们的信仰要往上提升。
So we need to raise our faith.
追求以神为乐。
And seek this joy in the Lord.
这个证明神住在，充满在我们里面。
And it will be evidence that the Lord lives in our hearts.
但是如果我们回到刚刚所读的。
Right, when we come back to what we just read.
我将这事对你们说，那这个事是什么？
These things I have spoken to you. What are these things?
如果我们从第九节。
Look at back at verse 9.
我爱你们，正像父爱我们一样。你们要藏在我的爱里面。
As the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love.
所以这个就提到爱。
So now this passage talks about love.
如果我们常常被神的爱充满。
If we are constantly filled with the love of our God.
心里就很喜乐。
Then we will be filled with joy as well.
那神的爱怎么充满我们？
So how does his love fill our hearts?
罗马书里面讲，圣灵将神的爱充满在我们心里。
Book of Romans tells us that the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts with God's love.
所以有时候我们听人在见证祷告被圣灵充满。
So sometimes during testimonies, we hear about how the Holy Spirit fills a person.
感觉到神很爱我。
And they experience God's love.
那问题还没有解决啊。
But the problem isn't solved.
但是就觉得神很爱我。
But yet they already feel that God loves them.
那神很爱我，我们心就很喜乐。
And when we experience God's love, then we will be joyful.
所以。主耶稣就是我们生命之粮。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is our bread of life.
到他这里来必定不饿。
Those who come to him will not hunger.
信我的，信主耶稣的永远不渴。
Those who believe in the Lord Jesus will neither thirst.
那不饿不渴就是一种满足。
And when we neither thirst nor hunger, then we will be satisfied.
所以我们要从物质上、肉体上的恩典进到灵性上，在主得到满足。
So we need to move on from our physical satisfaction with bread and food and enter spiritual satisfaction.
那我们就觉得信主耶稣真的很好。
And then we will realize it really is good to believe in him.
我们现在再来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's continue with John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
Verse 27.
Peace I leave with you, the peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
这个地方讲我给你们平安，我的平安不像世上的平安。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Let your heart not be troubled, nor let it be afraid.
主耶稣要给我们平安。
So God will give us peace.
世上的平安是什么？
And what is the peace of this world?
什么都没有，风平浪静，这个叫平安。
It means that nothing bad happens.
那一生很少有这样的日子，什么都不发生。
And those kinds of days are few.
但是主耶稣的平安是什么？
But what is the peace of our Lord?
风雨中的平静。
It means calm in the midst of a storm.
好像在暴风中他可以安然睡觉。
It is like when he was able to sleep in the midst of a storm.
这就是主给我们的平安。
That is the peace that God gives.
那有了平安我们就不会忧愁。
And if we have this peace, then we will not worry.
我们就不会害怕。
We will not fear.
所以到主这里来。
So those who come to him,
啊，要让我们不饥渴，不饥也不渴。
Will neither thirst nor hunger.
啊，让我们充满着喜乐，充满着平安。
And we will be filled with joy and peace.
啊，就是借着神的话。
And through God's word.
神的灵。
And his spirit.
神的爱。
And his love.
这个需要我们不断的追求。
And we need to be in constant pursuit of this.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.